A renaming ceremony took place earlier today in Brantford at the former Ryerson Heights Elementary School at 33 Dowden Avenue, as they celebrated the school's new name of Edith Montour Elementary School. Students, staff, guests, and Edith Montour family members were on hand for this very special occasion. The school-wide event was to celebrate the legacy of Edith Anderson Montour, a Mohawk and of the Bear Clan. Edith's daughter, Helen Montour Moses, came from Ottawa to be at the naming ceremony.
Well, I'm sure my mom would be very surprised, and she just was so unassuming that she would never ever dream that there'd be, and I don't either.
And yet she accomplished quite a bit.
Oh, she did. But I grew up with it, as I had said. And I didn't think about it, really, because it's just something that evolved. But I didn't know after all this time she would be. Yeah. And she went to high school at Brantford, BCI. So I guess that's why the city has, you know, acknowledged her. So I'm quite surprised.
Born in 1890 on the Six Nations of the Grand River Territory, Edith Montour was the first Indigenous woman to become a registered nurse in Canada and graduated from New York's New Rochelle Nursing School in 1914. Edith's grandson, John Moses, the son of Helen, was also on hand for today's naming ceremony.
It is a bit of recognition to see. I know that already in this neighborhood in Brantford, there's an Edith Montour Avenue, there's an Edith Montour Park, and now the former Ryerson Heights Elementary School is being renamed in honor of Grandmother Edith to become Edith Montour Elementary School. So we're all very extremely proud of that.
Now, I heard that you guys were very much involved with the naming of this or the process. Is that correct?
Well, I and a couple of my cousins, including Rick Montour and Terry Montour and Denise Montour, Janice Montour, we were very active in sort of working with the school board to provide details of Grandma's life and career. And she was my maternal grandmother. My mother is Helen Montour Moses, and Helen was a daughter of Edith.
Edith Montour served in the First World War and subsequently gained the right to vote, becoming the first Indigenous woman and registered band member in the country to do so. In addition to the new school name, Six Nations artist Ray Skye created a new image of Edith for the school, which the Director of Education, Joanne Roberto, says will be front and center for all the students to see.
And we also had Raymond Skye, who is an artist, as you know. He redesigned Edith's image. And showing the proud work that Edith has done in that image, depicting the Bear Clan, depicting the wampum belt, and really highlighting her character in this image. So that will be on display in the foyer of the school. So when you ask about every student coming in, every student will come in and see Edith every day.
You can hear all the interviews from this event on Compelling Conversations tomorrow, Thursday, September 29th.